Irish Times over its report on yesterday's inauguration of President Michael D. Higgins for a second term as President of Ireland. In her piece in today's paper, Miriam Lord praises what she describes as Michael D. Higgins' perfectly judged address to the people of Ireland. This man wasn't just reading a script somebody from some department handed to him, she writes. This was the president's speech. He owned it. He made the words matter and the ideas matter. The Times Ireland edition also leads with the president's speech. I will fight rising tide of populism, vows Higgins, is the headline there. The Irish Daily Mirror leads with the other speech, which the president delivered yesterday, in which he paid tribute to the 35,000 Irish men and women who died in the First World War at the Armistice Day commemorations at Dublin's Glasnevin Cemetery. Writing in today's Irish Independent, meanwhile, Kevin Doyle notes that in a strange way, it was fitting that Michael D. Higgins should be inaugurated as president for the second time on Armistice Day. His marshalling of our decade of commemorations to date has been commendable, so he was best placed to find the correct words to summarise our confused history on World War One. The lead editorial in that paper also references some of the upcoming commemorations which the president will have to preside over, such as the centenary of the establishment of the Northern Ireland Parliament and Administration and the Civil War. Now comes the tricky part, the writer suggests. Back in the front of the Irish Times, meanwhile, there's a picture of French President Emmanuel Macron resting his hand on Angela Merkel's knee while they talked during yesterday's proceedings at the Arc de Triomphe. President Trump, seated on the other side of the German Chancellor, is also in the picture and he's scowling. Lara Marlowe's piece, which analyses the content of the speeches delivered by the world's leaders yesterday and the behaviour of the American president, is also well worth a read. Marlowe describes the 10-minute speech which Mr. Trump delivered as being so inarticulate that it was difficult to discern what, if anything, the president stood for. Elsewhere in the front pages, The Independent leads with concerns that proposed new legislation to provide for farmers and business owners in the Fair Deal scheme could lead to family feuds. The Herald leads with the line that a pipe bomb placed in the exhaust of a car yesterday in Drogheda, which was detonated using a mobile phone, was related to a gangland feud. For its lead, the Irish Daily Star reports that Robert Mazzoma, the 27-year-old man who was killed in Fox Rock last week, was due to become a father. The Irish Daily Mail leads with the finding of that new daft.ie report, highlighting how the cost of renting is now 30% higher than it was during the boom. For its lead story, the Irish Examiner reports on the support being given to the Patrick Street car ban by businesses in Cork. And finally, also in the front of the Examiner, there's a report there on the sighting of an unidentified flying object by a number of pilots off the southwest coast of Ireland last Friday. One British Airways pilot described the object as very bright, while another described its speed as astronomical. We're told that the Irish Aviation Authority has filed a report on the unusual air activity and that it will now be investigated.
Fiona, thank you. It's 11 minutes past seven. We'll be going to